Matthew chapter 18, verse number 20. This is what we're experiencing here this morning. It's a fulfillment of God's promise from His Word. For where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. We're seeing that fulfilled. That promise is being done right here, right now. It's His Word. It's His promise. And it's true. Hallelujah. Psalm 26:8 says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of Thy house and the place where Thine honor dwelleth. This is talking about the house of God, where we're at, which is His habitation this morning. And His honor is here. He is honoring His Word. He is honoring our faith. Hallelujah. Psalms 27:5. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Those precious stones. Praise God. He's my rock of salvation. Hallelujah. In His presence is where this is accomplished. Psalms 31:20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of Thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. There's no place for pride in the presence of God. You either have to accept that He's here, or you have to reject that He's here. Hallelujah. But in His presence is when my will can crumble. When I have extra strength and extra power to go ahead and choose Christ. Because if His presence would not come upon us, we'd have no power to surrender. See, salvation comes from God. But we have to accept it. There's power in the blood of Jesus Christ, but we have to accept it. And that love of Christ, again, is that presence of God around our life to bring us to where He can be in our life. Woo, hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to our God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The coming in of this part of this message is coming in to the house of God. Coming in to the place of God's habitation. Coming into this place that has been designated, consecrated, and given to God that He might dwell here. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is our place of refuge. God comes by, visits us in our time of trouble. Hallelujah. How many times have we come to the house of God? Turmoil inside, trouble within, trouble without. And then God comes by with His presence. And songs of Zion are sung with His truths. And truths are exhorted about from His Word. And we leave changed. But had we not made it to the house of God, we wouldn't have got that change. We can't separate the two. Don't misunderstand me. God's presence is with you always. But God's power in His presence is in the house of God, to where the body has come together. Woo! To be edified, strengthened, encouraged. That's what the house of God is. This is why the devil don't want you in the house of God. Because if he can separate you out of the house of God, he'll conquer you. Because you won't have the strength to stand alone. Pastor needs the house of God. I need the house of God. I'm not here because I have to be here. I'm here because I desire to be here. This is not a profession for me. This is a life. Hallelujah. It's a new and living way. Praise God. Man, I could preach for a long time this morning, but I told you I was going to narrow it down here. Proverbs 14:26. Let me back up one. Psalm 71:3. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Hallelujah. A place to resort. A place to go to. Yes, we can always go to God. Anywhere we're at, wherever we're at. But He's given us this place to resort to for His presence. Hallelujah. This is why it's very, very important in this house of God that His presence be honored, reverenced, because He don't have to be here. He don't have to be here. But He has chose to be here because we are desirous for Him to be here. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. What do we need in this day and this hour we're living in? We need confidence. Strong confidence. Not in our ability, but in the power of our God. In the power of our God. Hallelujah. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Hallelujah. Now we're moving to out there. John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The world, outside these walls, is your enemy. They are not your friend. They may be friendly to you. They may be kind to you. They may help you. I mean, really, I've had a lot more worldly people help me in the endeavor of pioneering this church than church people. What I'm saying is, when it comes right down to it, they're not going to take a stand for Jesus. They're not going to support you in your walk with Jesus. Doesn't mean they don't like you. Doesn't even mean they may be evil to you. They're just not going to stand with you. That's why the world is not our friend. That's why Paul said, don't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. Why? Because they won't stand with you. They won't help you walk with God. They'll lead you astray. Woo. So Jesus is letting us know, out there, it's going to be rough. Out there, they may say one thing, and I've encountered this multitudes of times, and do just the opposite. Be weary of those that promise you great things about your life and what they want to do with your life, because you will find, as it all begins to transpire, they're not going to keep their part. They're going to manipulate you, use you, and you become their pawn in their hand. And it's not, that's just the way it is. That's how the world operates. That's why Jesus said you're going to have tribulation in the world. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fire trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, that means in other words, they're speaking evil of you because of your stand for God. On your part, He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. This world, once again, is not your friend. They may be friendly, but they don't love you like Jesus loves you. And they'll leave you if you take stands for Jesus Christ. Once again, trust me, I know. I've experienced all of these things the Scripture's talking about. Acts 20:7, upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech unto midnight. That's just where I get my long-winded preaching from. Yeah, it's biblical. Praise God. Oh, no, I've done went a minute over. Paul, shame on you. No, Paul did right. I'm trying to do right. The first day of the week is what I'm after. This is why we worship on Sunday. That's when they worshiped. Actually, they worshiped on Sunday. They worshiped on Saturday. They worshiped on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Because they were Christians. Praise God. But they gathered together that first day of the week. Why? Because that was the resurrection day of Jesus Christ, the first day of the week. And they broke bread together. And Paul preached that day. So here we have Sunday dinner and long-winded preaching. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you see, they were gathering together. Praise God. Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith, not wavering, for he is faithful that is promised. And let us consider one another and provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Praise God. Amen. That's why we still have Sunday morning at 9:45. Reset your alarm an hour sooner. We have Sunday morning at 9:45. Not 10:45, 9:45. That's when Sunday worship starts in reality. We may have just changed that and dropped that 10:45 part. Because it starts at 9:45. That's when God starts moving in this house. At 9:45. Lord, help me. I'm just being a pastor. If you come at 10:45, you just missed an hour of God's moving. Why would you want to miss an hour of God's moving? If you look at it like that, you may not miss any more. It's just at 9:45. That's when God's word begins to be opened for spiritual growth. And then we call it worship service because we're incorporating songs and singing, but it started at 9:45. Hallelujah. And so we see, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some. How many churches do you know that don't do Sunday morning, Sunday night, and midweek? Plus Ignite Rally, plus Encounter Youth, plus Family Night. Why? Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We're the ones that are going to help one another. The world ain't going to help you get closer to Jesus. But we will. We will. Hallelujah. That's what we're after. That's why Paul, I believe, was the writer of Hebrews, and that's why he was letting him know, as you see that day approaching, the coming of the Lord is at hand. How many believe that? I believe that 100%. Amen. That's why we have church Sunday morning, Sunday night, midweek service, Encounter, Ignite Rally, Family Night. Why? Because the coming of the Lord is soon, and our strength comes from one another. A lot of times your strength don't come from your warfare out there. It comes when you come back to the house of God and you find out everybody else has been in the warfare too, and you take courage and you get strength. And you're ready to go after it some more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Acts 4:31, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Wow. The place where they were together. Hallelujah. And the place was shaken. And then what did they do? They spake the word of God with boldness. Whew. Hallelujah. Glory. You see, we come in here so that we can go out there and speak the word of God with boldness. I hope you're not ashamed of Jesus Christ at your workplace. Because if you are, then he's ashamed of you too. If you won't stand for him, he ain't going to stand for you. But you see, we come in here so we can go out there and stand. Oh, did somebody preach about that while I was gone? Praise God. Hallelujah. We come in here so we can go out there and stand and let my little light shine. Hallelujah. You can't tell me God's not in this place. You can't tell me God hadn't been speaking since 9:45 this morning. Because I've done been in this for 37 years, going on 38, and I've pastored for 25. And everywhere I've pastored, the time Sunday school starts to the end of the service, God has orchestrated the whole meeting. Woo! Praise God. And then one more scripture, and I'm going to close. Psalms 122:1. I was glad. Now you know where I'm going. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. I must be honest with you. From the time I was probably 8, 9, 10 years old. Let's move it up to the teenager. When I was a kid, I didn't mind going to church. I loved going to Sunday school. I loved getting candy in Sunday school. I loved getting candy from the pastor. I didn't mind going to church Sunday school when I was a little kid. Then I got to be a teenager, and then it was, get out of the bed. You're going to church. Oh, but I'm tired. Get out of the bed. You're going to church. See, there was a point in time in my life as a teenager, I couldn't say I was glad. When they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord, I could have used another hour or two of sleep after I'd been up so late the night before. Oh, but remember, I was lost. Up the night before, doing all kinds of things. So I had to go to the house of God. At that time, there was only one service on Sunday in that church, and so I only had to go once. Ah, but then I met the man who brings new life. And then I read this scripture, and it was preached upon, and I read it. I said, yeah, that's me. I'm glad when it's time to go to the house of the Lord. I've always been glad after I got saved that it was time to go to the house of the Lord. I didn't want to be home Thursday night. I really probably should have been here, but I was just literally wore out from pain. Anybody ever been there? And I just knew I would probably profit. Well, I didn't profit you a bit. Because from the time Sister Pepper left the house, I fell asleep and didn't wake up till the next morning. I had to catch your message secondhand like about 70 other people did. Yeah, I was looking at that, and when he was preaching it, there was only like 4 people watching. But then when you look at the views, there were 77 people that viewed that message, Brother Jason. 77 people were affected by stand, one way or another. They must have had an inkling of an interest to click on it and listen to it for a little while. So there's no telling how many people are watching this right now. Because you can watch it and not say, I'm here. I do it all the time. Because I have to watch it on my wife's Facebook. Amen. But I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. I am so thankful for the joy of my salvation. Amen. Let's stand together. Father in heaven, we praise your holy name. We thank you for the moving of your Holy Ghost in this house here this morning. Lord, strengthen your children. Hallelujah. Those washed in the blood of the Lamb. Those whose faith is in Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your wonderful works among men right here this morning, this day, getting us ready for the coming of the Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, to go with us throughout this day. Bring us again here tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, to worship. Lord, to praise you, to hear from your word. Ah, glory to our God. You're so great, Lord. You're so great. You're so wonderful. You're so mighty. Thank you for your touch. Thank you for the prayers of your saints. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.